You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
I didn't even believe it at first.
I didn't either. I remember I said, no thanks, not for me. I'm satisfied with my old soap.
Then along comes these wartime changes in my wash. And I really do need a new kind of soap like Dove to handle the kind of wash I have now.
Say, did you hear that? I've been trying for weeks to get these two ladies to change to new Dove. I kept telling them this new kind of granulated soap does all three kinds of wash. Everything from work shirts, towels, to pretty rayon slips. And now look what's happened.
You know, we're lucky to have a new soap like Dove in these war times. Why, I've got lots more greasy work shirts to wash now that my husband's in that defense plan.
Oh, so she's found out how Dove wades into those big piles of tough clothes. And there's no hard scrubbing, no boiling either. I told her no soap made gets them clean easier than Dove. Boy, this makes me feel good.
Yes, and Dove is simply grand for the white pieces. Why, my linens and towels get twice as dirty now. You know, my boys come home from the factory just covered with grease. But Dove gets those towels just dazzling white. Just the way I want them.
Sure. I've never had whiter washes than I get with Dove.
Oh, and she's the one who was so satisfied with her old soap.
And with these wartime colors and dyes changing, believe me, it's wonderful to have a soap like Dove that's extra safe for those nicer colored washables. Why, my rayon slips stay bright far longer with Dove.
Of course. I told her Dove was safer for those wartime colors than any of the other four leading granulated soaps. Yes, friends, you need a new kind of soap for this new kind of wash. So now's the time you should change to Dove. Just look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z. Remember, in your wartime wash, Dove does everything. And now the Goldberg. It's getting to be morning now, but it's still quite early, and yet Molly Goldberg is up and about. It's a little early for her, and the reason is that Emma is leaving on the morning express. Young Emma, whom Uncle David brought up to Lastonbury for a job, is not going to get one at the Goldbergs. Jake made that clear last night. But Jake's reason is easy to see, for the girl is so appealing, so unprotected, so obviously in need of help, that he's afraid that Molly is going to fix everything. Jake has so often paid the price of Molly's fixings that his foot is down. But Molly is up early, and that means that Jake's foot may be skillfully lifted. Anyway, listen.
Shas body, shas everybody sleeping yet, please. Don't be so frisky, please. Come, come, go out door. Come, I'll give you your breakfast after. I can't stop now to be bothered. Come, come, whatever. Come, Aldo. Come on. Go tell the chickens. I'll be right out after with their breakfast. Come on, go. Get the cow out of the field. I bet you wouldn't move, huh? I bet you didn't go. Go on. Don't let after the dinner.
Jake?
You're up so early?
First time in my life I'm up early.
So early?
It's not so early.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just putting up coffee to pack. So should I squeeze you an orange?
All right. Why are you up so previous this morning?
Well, the morning express leaves early, and before I'll tend to breakfast, and before I'll tend to mine chores, and to do and to do and to do, dear. Why you should be up so early, I don't comprehend. I mean,
I suppose Uncle David will also be leaving on the morning express.
I suppose.
If you know, don't suppose.
How should I know, Drake? How should I know? Uncle David didn't say if he's going, if he's not going, or which of that. I didn't converse on the subject. Excuse me, dear. Put a little light under the coffee, dear. Uncle David is sensible. I mean, after all, you said no. No. After all, if you don't want the child to stay, then...
Oh, the child?
I call her a child.
You see, Molly? You see? That's why I don't want her to stay.
Why? Because I called her a child?
Yes, because you called her a child. I have 2 children of my own, and that's enough for 1 person. Plenty. I don't have to adapt. I don't have to have wished on me strangers that with 1 tear in their eyes become my own flesh and blood. I don't want it.
Sure, all right. You don't want it. You don't want it. And please, everybody's sleeping yet. And did I said something?
Emma will leave on the morning express and settled.
That was settled last night, Jake.
Give me my own juice.
Yes, I'm making it now. I'm making it. Just because I said child. And if I would said Emma... if I would said Emma, Jake...
Can you afford a servant girl in the house? I can't.
Over the summer months, I would afford maybe because...
I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here, dear. Here. Drink slowly. Fast is not good for you, dear.
Where's yours?
No, thank you.
Why not?
I don't know why not. I don't know. I have to go to see Dr. Cater.
Huh? To Dr. Cater I have to go? Why?
See that? I didn't want to tell you, Jake.
Tell me before I lose myself.
Nothing to lose yourself, dear. Maybe if I go to Dr. K, they'll give me the complex plus A and B, and it'll help me.
Molly, tell me. Tell me why you need complex.
Please, darling. It's only that, I don't know, just lately, suddenly I get tired. I get tired, and so it's nothing, darling. I'll arrange with Mary Foote's oldest girl to come in the afternoons to help me.
Rosie can't help you more than she helps?
Rosalie's going to be busy on the civilian corps.
And Sammy can't help you with the chores?
There's plenty of work, darling. Sammy's plenty of work this summer with the summer corps. And then if I just have a little help, darling, I'll be all right. I'll be all right, dear. I'll be wonderful. I'll be marvelous. That's why, Drake. You seem ill because I called Emma a child.
Good morning.
Oh, morning, Rosalie.
I say good morning, Pa.
Good morning.
Sit, darling. I'll give you breakfast.
You sit and let Rosie give you breakfast.
The breakfast is nothing, darling. The breakfast is nothing. Sit, Rosie, darling.
Rosie, why wasn't I told your mother wasn't feeling well?
She isn't feeling well.
She can't swallow a drop of orange juice in the morning anymore.
She didn't tell me. Mom!
Where are you going, Rosie?
Mommy, darling.
Good morning, Pa.
You're up early also, huh?
Well, I didn't know you'd be up early enough to take Emma to the station.
I am up, so I'll take her.
Yeah. You don't think you ought to let her stay?
Have I had enough? Or have I had enough or not?
She could help Mama.
Then, you know, huh?
What, Pa?
That Mommy can't drink orange juice in the morning?
She can't drink orange.
Your Mommy is not well.
Huh?
Go upstairs, Sammy. Knock on Emma's door. And tell her... she can stay until Mrs. Goldberg's recuperates.
It's not a permanent position. It's only temporary.
Why doesn't Mama go to a doctor?
All right, Mama. All right. I'm all right. Darling, good morning, Sammy. You're up, too?
Ma, why don't you go to a doctor?
I will.
Sammy, well, I asked you to do something.
Oh, Rosie, you go.
Where?
Upstairs and tell...
The child.
Tell Emma she can stay.
But have it understood that it's only temporary.
Jake.
Don't shake me.
Go, Rosalie, don't stand and tell Emma to sleep yet. It's early.
I will, Ma.
She's remaining for one purpose, Molly.
I know.
What do you know?
To help me till I'm stronger.
Take the coffee away from Mama, Sammy.
Coffee? For...
Spill Mama a glass of milk.
Milk?
Yes, milk. No more coffee, no more tea. Complex pills, yes. A and B and milk.
All right. Sit, Sammy, darling. I'll get it.
Sammy will get it.
Stir up the milk before you spill me.
And Molly.
Yes.
I want you to lay the work out for the girl.
Yes.
I want you to tell her and show her and see that it's done by her and not by you.
Yes, dear.
If she remains, Molly, she remains only as a servant in the house.
Yes, dear.
And let it be understood. Not as a child.
Yes, darling. Yes, darling. Ma!
Wait, 1 minute.
What is it, Rosie?
1 minute.
Wait, I want to...
Hello?
Well,
just a minute.
What is it?
Fire just from...
Ma! Hello? Who? Yeah? Emma?
Emma?
Emma, where are you?
Not in her room, Ma.
Where is she? Where is she?
Just a quiet... Hello? Emma, where are you? At the station.
What's she doing?
She's at the station.
Oh, what's she doing there?
Tell her not to take the train.
Emma, don't take the train.
No, tell her we're coming right down for
you. We're coming right down for you.
Wait there right away. Tell her.
Wait for
us. Not go away.
Well, why did you do this and when did you do it?
Why did you do it? Emma, please.
So Molly is now ill in Jake's eyes and very successful in her own if she can get Emma to stay. This answer is more important to Molly's future than she realizes. And now a word to those ladies who have dirty dishes to wash every day. Are you still using a halfway soap? You are if it's a tough granulated soap because it's short on safety for your hands. And if you use a bar soap, it doesn't have real speed. Well, just forget such halfway soaps because New Does is here. It brings you a new kind of dishwashing. Yes, this new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra safety for your hands. Actually, Does is far kinder to your hands than the four other leading granulated soaps. Notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet this same Does speeds through dishes as fast as the fastest soap there is. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Try it tonight and let those amazing suds tell you Does really has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Monday, Molly finds herself treated as a very sick woman, something more than she bargained for. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. Wash.